Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are in the studio now, and how are you today, sir?
I'm swell. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great.
This week, I'm sorry, were you about to say something?
I was going to make a joke. Like, was I supposed to say something else? You know, I'm playing. You know, I just, you know, don't say much.
Well, I normally pause because every once in a while you throw something out there, so I do like a 3-second pause just to, you know, just in case.
Okay, so let's do it over again. Let me see if I can come up with something in that 3-second pause.
Let's
see if that works.
That's okay. The moment has passed.
The moment. Timing is everything. So, yeah.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. Jokes are funny because the timing was perfect. So, yeah.
Lord.
I have failed.
Oh, maybe next time.
Or maybe next time.
Okay. So, this week, we are talking about knowing you are enough. Is that okay? With you?
I tried a 3-second pause that time. It wasn't going to work, but it doesn't have as much power as you, or maybe it has too much power. So yeah. Knowing you are enough, I just wanted to see if it's going to work for my. But it didn't really work, so that's okay.
Okay, I thought that was just not something you was feeling, so.
No, I just wanted to do it. I never get to do the 3-second pause, so I wanted to do it too.
No, you're the boss, so your 3-second pause is like, oh no.
You know what? See, you know, that's right. See, we, you know, bosses don't really, we don't really realize that when we do stuff, it has a whole different meaning. Okay, makes sense. Okay, yeah. So my 3-second pause was like, oh, my God, I think I made a mistake, right? Is that
exactly.
Gotcha.
It's okay. So knowing you are enough is this week's topic.
Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I don't really have a plan for this, so we're just going to go for it, I guess.
Okay.
So let me be a little transparent. This is something that I've struggled with my entire life. And while it's gotten better, it's still a struggle for me, especially in certain situations. So how do you, I guess my first question would be, like, how do you get comfortable enough to know that you are enough? Because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a great question. Well, so you want me to answer the how do you get comfortable enough? Because there's going to be – I'm already anticipating the question you're going to ask after that. So I guess I'll let you get there because this question automatically leads to the next question, which I already know where you're going. You have no choice but to get there. So,
I don't even know where I'm going, but okay.
But there's only one logical – how – but then your next question will be, but how does that work? It's just gonna be logical. It's gonna happen, right? Yeah. so that's what you really want me to answer. The how does that work? How does the how work? But let's start here. right?
Okay.
Okay, so how do you be comfortable, right? So my answer is going to be, well, you have to just learn to be comfortable with yourself, right? And, of course, that's where you're going to go, well, how do I be comfortable with myself? But the wonderful thing is that you asked them both, you asked one, but, right, you did split it up for me so I could elaborate. You're going to have to learn how to love yourself, right? But here's the deal. You're going to have to learn that it's not natural for you to love yourself, right? Like that's the deal. That you're going to have to be unnatural in this process, because it's natural for you to look in the mirror and see every single thing you don't want to see, right? Have you ever done that? Like, you look in the mirror, oh my God, yeah, right? Everyone does, right? The most attractive person on planet Earth looks in the mirror and go, oh my God, this temple, or, you know, they're 90 pounds, like, I'm so overweight, right, or something like that, you know. So it's we all do it because, well, we do it really for one main reason. It's because people have convinced us that we're wrong, right? Like, when you're a baby, even a toddler, you're not, you know, babies are just run around with their diaper off and just run. They're not worried about what their pinky toe looks like, right? Or,
right,
their butt is too big, right? That's what, you know, women say, or, you know, or their feet are, well, you're right, so you must have said that before, right? Or, you know, or if their toes are pretty, they just run.
Mm-hmm.
Because they haven't accepted the negative expectations of others, right? They haven't. Babies can think, this is honest to God true. My oldest boy was 4, he's 6 now. He saw a pool for the first time, because we don't really live by a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we live by the water, though, right? We live by the beach. But, you know, I guess I just deprived him and never took him to the beach. So he runs to this pool and he just runs in it, and he almost drowned, because he has no idea that he can't walk on water. He has no idea. Like, we never had that conversation. We never talked. He just goes out there, just does it, right? And the water doesn't behave in the way he expects it to. And the rest of that day, he's afraid of the water. And we kind of do that, right? We kind of rush. You know, we kind of whimsically just get into life jovially. We just love it. It's okay. And then something happens, and it's not what we expect. And someone laughs at us. And from that moment forth, that laugh is the only thing we remember about the situation. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Right? You read out loud in class in the second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't know how to pronounce, I don't know, of or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're afraid to read out loud. Or you're a great gifted poet, but you won't let anyone read your poems because you don't want to be judged. And there's many people that do this here, right? By what's truly in your thoughts, what's truly in your head, truly in your heart. So you're going to have to learn how to just be comfortable with you, whoever you are. Just so the number one process in this learning that you are enough, right? Is that what we talk about, learning that you are enough?
Mm-hmm.
Or learning to enjoy that you are enough, or learning that you are enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, for all you know, first off, thank you for all of you new listeners. I know we've moved to the business section, which is so awesome, and we got like an influx of listeners. So if you're new, I never know what we're talking about, right? So that's struggling with the topic. I never know what we're talking about, but I always know what I'm talking about, right? If that makes sense. So back to the topic. You're going to have to learn how not to let the negative expectations of other people define you. But that's too much for you right now. If you struggle with this, that's too much. That's easier said than done is what you would tell me, right? I'm like, yeah, but how do you – that's the hard part.
Right.
Right, because that's exactly – that's why I knew the logical place to go was at that place, right? You know. But the deal is you're going to have to love yourself. You're just going to have to. Like, there's this movie I love to watch. In fact, I could just watch this one part. And then I can stop watching the movie. It's called The Last Samurai. It's a very popular movie. Tom Cruise is in there. And he is a great mastermind of battle, the head of the samurais, and a great mastermind of battle, and they're both learning one another. They're both planning to kill each other at this time, and they want to know the enemy, right? Because they want to be able to fight the greater enemy, which is the combined enemy of themselves, of the other person, right? So it's not just Tom Cruise he wants to be. He wants to be all the Tom Cruises, whoever Tom Cruise leads. And there's a time in the beginning of the captivity, and I hate to spoil the movie if you're not there, but when he's learning how to be a samurai, so it's called, you know, Last Samurai, right? So, and he's fighting the sword, but he looks good, but he keeps getting defeated. And some guy comes in and he says, "Well, you have too many minds." And Tom Cruise doesn't understand what he's talking about. He would say, "Well, right now you're minding who's watching. You're minding how you look. You're minding your sword. You're minding your stance. You're minding your defense. Too many minds. Just be a samurai." And that's so powerful, so liberating. We spend most of our lives with too many minds. We mind what other people think, what other people are going to say, if they're perceiving us, is my hair okay, do I have lipstick on my teeth, is there spinach in my teeth? We're minding all these things instead of just being the samurai. Now, in this case, the samurai is just Tempest. It's just Tony. It's just Marcus. If your name is Bobby, it's just Bobby. If your name is Patricia, it's just Patricia. Stop worrying about everything else and just be you. That's the first part. So before you even answer the second part, ask me. I'm going to go ahead and just jump into it. Well, how do you do that? Right? How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Thank you very much. Right? You know? And so here's how you do it. By stop letting the expectations of other people define you, right? Stop letting things outside of you define the inside of you. Now, this is a proper answer, and this is, right, there is no easier said than done be here. This is the fact. This is the cold, hard truth. You're either going to get this or you're not. And if you don't, you're never going to live the life you actually want to. If you do, well, get ready for a life change. If you already do, well, that's why you're so blessed and have all the things you have right now. If you currently can have the voice on the inside of you much louder and defined than the voices on the outside of you, then if you currently do that right now, you're living a wonderful life, whatever that is. You own your own house, you travel the country, or if that's not what you want to do, then you have kids, you have a life. Whatever it is that you love to do, you're doing exactly that. Or you're on your way, you're living life like you love it, period. If the voice on the inside of you is smaller and lower than the voices on the outside of you, your whole world is upside down. You don't like your life, to be quite frank. You don't like where you are. You don't like your job. You don't like your life. You don't like your clothes. You don't like your... You have one thing about you, or two things, or maybe three things about you that you love, but the rest of it you can't stand, right? So maybe you think you're overweight, but you love your feet, right? Or you think you're beautiful, but you hate your feet, or whatever it is, right? If the voice on the inside of you pales in comparison to the voices on the outside of you, if this is a how, then you're failing your own self. When you conquer yourself to where you, whoever you are, speaks louder than whoever they are, when you speak louder to yourself than those people who speak louder to you, when you conquer that, you conquer the world. Because here's the deal. Most people outside of you don't want you to be better than them. Most people outside of you are going to tell you you should have, right? Most people outside of you don't want you to be better than them. But you're not even trying to compete with them. You're just trying to be the greatest you there is. But there on the outside of you are going to make everything a competition. And if you get boggled and folks so focused on their competition, you're not going to win your race. You're going to run theirs.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Yeah. If you get to the point to where your life is about proving them wrong, your life is about pleasing them, and that's the real problem. That's the real problem, right? Because you can live a life when you prove people wrong.
Oh,
I'm going to prove you wrong. Yeah, amen. I'm going to prove you wrong. And you can actually be very successful. Now, the problem is you'll be so successful that you don't actually press pause and enjoy what you've actually done because you're moving on to the next task, and to prove somebody else wrong, right? And you never enjoy it. So you get happiness, but you won't ever actually enjoy your happiness. You'll be a workaholic, right? You never press pause and enjoy the fact that your life is grand. That's a problem, right? But at least you got some success. But the way I think, that's not good, because life is supposed to be abundant on all sides. You're not supposed to have a lot of money and no time. Oh, I'm helping somebody right now, right? You're not supposed to have a lot of time and no money, right? It's supposed to be abundant in all areas. You're not supposed to be rich, and people can't stand you, right? That's not abundance. That's not prosperity. But listen, right. But it's just not. It's not. It's totally not.
Sorry.
Right? No, it's perfect, bro. It's perfect. You let me know when I'm hitting a good head. Of course, it's good for the listeners, too, because they're probably laughing, too. You probably made them laugh, right? But the deal is, you can't be rich and people can't stand you. That's not cool. But here's the thing. Here's how it really works. Here's what really gets people. Some people like me, right, I prove people wrong. I wanted to prove everybody wrong. Eventually, I got to the point to where that was no longer my motivation. I was already a full speed ahead guy in that work. Here's where most people fail. I would say 85% of the people fall in this category right here. Pleasing other people. This is where you go wrong. But I'm not saying don't please people, because if you want to be rich, help other people be rich and you'll be rich. That's different. That's a selfless service in which the world, if we had more of that, this world would be a better place. That's different. Serving is not trying to please everyone. Don't confuse those two words. Serving is what you were called to do. Serving is who you are, what you should do. By golly, serve, right? Serve. And if you think serving is bad, then go to a restaurant and have somebody not serve you, and you'll figure out exactly how good serving is, right? But the deal is, when you try to please everyone, you never please yourself. And what's the point of living if you aren't pleasing yourself? What's the point of living if everyone's problem becomes your emergency? I'm going to pause right there and let that sit for a second, right? And
wow.
Just pause right there. Everyone's problem can't become your emergency, right?
No,
you can't live life like that.
No.
And most of I'm just willing to 85% of the people spend so much time where he hates me. I want to be pleased, right? I want everyone to like me. And you spend you spend all this time trying to make this person like you, but now the other person don't like it. So you change again. Right?
Yes.
And you change again. And now that person likes you, but then you so I'll change again. And you change so much you have no idea who you are, what your natural hair color is.
Exactly.
You just don't get it. So.
Exactly.
So that's how you do it. You learn how to love yourself first, right? You just have to. And then after that, the voice on the inside of you needs to become louder than the voices on the outside of you. So what's the next question? Because this is such a good topic. There's certainly more questions here.
Well, let's go back to the pleasing everybody thing. Because I do believe most people fall in that category. I'm laughing and commenting because I just recently got out of that category. I spent so much time trying to please people or go so far out the way to make sure that they were taken care of that I wasn't taking care of myself. And then what ended up happening was the person or the people that I was trying to please end up turning their backs on me and like, I didn't know what to do because I spent all my time or a majority of my time trying to satisfy them, and now they turn their back on me, so what do I do? So it took me a long time to, like you said, you don't know who you are. So it took me a long time to find out who Tiffany is and what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? It took me a long time to learn to please myself. So I don't have a question, but that's important. Like, I wasted so much time and energy on people who, I'll say it politely, didn't give a crap about me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if,
right,
you know, if you don't take anything else from this podcast today, stop pleasing everybody. Like, you're never, I spent so much time being miserable pleasing everybody. Like, that was the worst time of my life, was trying to please everybody.
Well, yeah, if you call to be you and then you live a life not you, how can you be happy? And what's the point of living if you can't be happy? Right?
Right.
Right? So, and look, here's the deal. You must live life happy. It was it's your job. Why live if you can't smile in the mirror and say, today was a good day? You know it. And here's the deal. So Tiffany just found out something great, and I'll touch it. You know, the people, they turned their backs on her is what she said. So, well, any friend you have that wants you to be them and not yourself, it's not your friend. So don't be surprised when they turn their back on you. Anybody in your life that wants you to change to the person they want you to be, but don't want you to evolve into the person you can become, it's not your friend. Now, so Tip is, you're my friend. I want you to change, but I want you to change into who you're supposed to be, right?
Right.
You can have $1 million right now, and I'm going to want you to change into a $2 million person, right? And if you go, that's not what I want, then what do you want then? What are your goals? And you'll be like, well, I want this. Well, then I want you to change into that. Let's get there. I always want you to become who you're supposed to be, who you want. And how do you know what you're supposed to be? It makes you feel good, right? Whoever you're supposed to be makes you feel good about you, period, point blank. You must feel good. If you don't want to be a firefighter, then that's not you, right? If you just became a nurse because it makes money, well, you're not going to have fun being a nurse.
Absolutely.
Right? You're not gonna. You're gonna be one of those nurses that people go, I've had a real nurse. Yeah, right. You know, nurses generally want to help people, right? This is why teachers can take the crappy salaries that we give them. I wish that would change, but I'm not gonna go there. But however, they take these small salaries or modest. Right? I like that better because they're not small. And if you're a teacher, by no way am I saying that your job is not important. I'm about to say your job is important. So too important, and we need to pay you a whole lot more. But, right.
Absolutely.
Teachers take these. Absolutely. Teachers should be compensated greatly. Right. Especially now in this day and age when, you know, we're basically sending kids to school for the teachers to be both a teacher and raise our kids. Right. But that's that's a whole different story. I don't want to go there, and I don't want to offend anyone. But I'm just saying that teachers would take a modest pay salary because they love our youth.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it's not even a pay cut. Sure, I would love more money, but I can't believe you're paying me for something I would love to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I live my life on top of the world because all I do is do what I love. So every day you meet me, people fall in love with me as soon as they meet me. Why? Because they're meeting me on the best day of my life. And guess what's going to happen tomorrow? I'm going to be in the best day of my life. And if you try to mess that up, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to ignore you. Well, I'm going to do three things. I'm going to ignore you, I'm going to cut you smooth out of my life, or I'm going to limit my time with you.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. If you try to mess up the best day of my life, which is every day, I'm going to ignore you. And the reason I say ignore you, because you may be someone who works close to me. You don't mean to offend me. You just did something, right? And you're my friend. I accept your friend. So I'm just going to ignore that, and we're going to move on, period.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, I may just need to ignore you, period. And I'm just going to keep going on my happy day. So I'm either going to ignore you, number one, or mm-hmm. number two, I want to cut you off. You mean me absolutely no good. I'm sorry with you. Listen, I thought you were who you – no, sorry. You're not supposed to be in my destiny. You are trying to hold me back, and that's not where I'm trying to go. I mean you nothing but love, but it's time for me to cut you smooth out of there. There are some people in your lives right now. You cannot – the reason you don't know you're enough, because you got someone next to you always telling you how much of enough you are not. Let me stop and say it again. The reason why you can't feel like you're enough today is because some of the people in your life are constantly telling you how much you are not. Cut them off. Now, mm-hmm. some folks, you just got to limit your time. You can't cut everybody off. It might be your mom, might be your dad, might be your brother. Like, you can't cut them off. That's not right. That's unfair. But you can certainly limit your time with them. Right? That's why I said ignore, cut off, or limit, because I was actually in my head. I'm glad you made me explain, because in my head, I had a reason why I was saying that. Right? Ignore, cut off, or limit, period, point blank. You fall into one of those categories if you're ruining my day. Now, if you're ruining my day, if I love you, we work together all the time, I'm just going to ignore it, right? Because you don't mean it. And if you do mean it, you're not going to mean it 5 minutes from now. You're going to regret it. And there's no reason for me to let you be my friend and I don't accept all your flaws. But certainly you're going to have to accept mine. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, yeah, so I want to extend you that same courtesy. I shouldn't get mad at every single thing you do. So let's ignore that and move on. That's true friendship. Right. So that's why I said that.
Well, what happens if, I know we kind of go over time, but whatever.
That's
what
right.
happens
well,
if, like, you're at work and you are in a department or on a team or whatever, and your coworker slash team member or your somebody in your department is the one that's putting you down and making you feel like you're not enough, but you have to work with this person because this is your job. This is how you get money, and you know this is where you are. So you can't just really ignore it because you're with this person. You know what I'm saying? Like 40 hours a week, and you guys are forced to work together. You know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
so what's
no,
in
no,
that
yeah.
situation? Like, I can't ignore what you do because I have to put up with you. I can't cut you off because, again, I have to put up with you. So how do you deal with
no.
that?
No. You don't have to put up with anything you don't want to put up with. Let me cut you off there. You don't have to do that. At some point, everyone has to take a stance. Now, listen, though, your stance and my stance are two different things. Your stance is something rude, all right, and that's not me. My stance is I no longer accept what you're doing. So I'm putting you a notification that no longer do I accept what you're doing. Now, I appreciate you, and I have no problem with you. I'm going to continue to regardless of how you treat me, I'm going to make sure that I treat you better than what you treat me. And so we're done with me giving you power over me. And then I'm done. Now, one or two things happen. It doesn't matter what happens. The truth is, I just took my power. It's not me. And no matter what you do, I'm going to treat you better. And see, that doesn't bother me because I now take my power back. I'm going to continue to shower you with love. I'm not going to let you make me act like you. There's no real positive way to say this.
Just say it.
The way to respond to there's totally no way, right? The way to respond to a butthole, you can insert whatever word you want to insert there, that's totally up to you, is not to let them make you one.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, I know, right? It hurts, right? But no, it's the truth. When you run across one of those people, you don't become one of those people. So you don't have to put up with it. The reason they keep doing it is because something on your face, something about your mood, something about how you react to them, something about your quietness feeds their ego. They see they get a reaction out of you whenever that reaction is, and that's why they keep doing it. The moment they no longer get a reaction out of you, they won't do it anymore. They'll come back again and try to do it, and they won't get a reaction, and they'll stop.
But what if being quiet is your reaction? What if being quiet is your way?
But how are you being quiet? Are you being quiet uncomfortable? Are you being quiet with a sad face? Are you being quiet standoffish? Because I'll be quiet and smile and have the time of my life. I'll be quiet and still talk to you. Now, how can you do that at the same time? I'm quiet about this issue, but I'll still talk to you. Your being quiet and my being quiet are different, right? You could be quiet, but if you never say another word to that person, you're clearly uncomfortable. And they like the fact that you are uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes
people love to make you. Yeah, people love to make you. They want that reaction. The people who make you cry love the fact that you're crying. So don't give it to them. There we go. I think that was a good answer.
That's it.
I can hear you processing it. Oh my God. Okay. All right then. So he does me like that. Okay. I'm gonna have to make sure I. Okay. You know, okay. I totally heard your brain processing that.
Well,
anything else?
The reason why I ask is, well, not to be selfish and make this personal, but the reason why I ask is because that's my reaction, but that's also my personality. Like, I'm a quiet person. So when someone hurts me or goes out their way to hurt me or whatever, my natural reaction is to be quiet and shut down. So I thought by me being quiet, that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, me being quiet.
But listen
to
what
down.
You said, though.
No, I know.
Yeah, you know, be quiet and shut down. You're a naturally quiet person, but you're a bubbly quiet person. 90% of communication is nonverbal. They're reading your body language, right? So when you're quiet and shut down, you're uncomfortable now, and that's what that's the fuel to their fire.
Hmm.
You get it? Yeah. There you go. Processing again. Keep processing. That's good. Right? So it's okay for you to be quiet, but naturally you're quiet and you're still happy. Like, you have an aura around you, right? Like, it just happens. Aura, spirit, vibe, look, whatever terminology you want to put in it, it doesn't matter to me. The point is, people can look at you and you walk in the room and it's just, oh my God, it's so awesome, I'm glad you're here. Or you can be quiet and walk in the room and, oh my God, what's wrong? 90% of communication is nonverbal. And all of your nonverbal communication, and not just you, right? You're as in second person plural, all of you guys listening. 90% of that is you telling them how you really feel. Real listeners, real leaders do what you call active listening, which is, I'm not listening to what you say, I'm listening to how you are saying it as well. Because you can say what, you know, young folks would say, a pair of lips will say anything, right? How you, but how you say it. Say something completely different, right? Say something completely different.
Very true.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's, go ahead. I mean, it's okay to be over. We'll work it out. This would just be one of those ones that would be longer than 20 minutes or something, which is fine. We don't really have a time limit.
I don't think I have anything else.
Well, then there it is, a natural close then. Why don't you take us out?
Okay, well, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. For more information about Antonio T. Smith Jr., visit us on the web at revtony.org. You may also purchase his book, Keep Walking, How God Worked Through My Logic, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and wherever books are sold near you. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you come back next week.
Sounds good. Listen, guys, do me a favor. Do us a favor. do the world a favor. Rate this podcast. Put 5 stars if you like it. Put 1 star if you hate it. Give me some good, honest feedback. Help us adjust and finish downloading it and do all the things that you like to do. The more you comment, the higher we move up in ranks, and the more people get to hear us. So we appreciate all you've done, but definitely do that. Drop us a comment. Share it. Share a friend. I'll come personally fly out to you. No, I'm joking. I wouldn't even know where you are. But you know, just go ahead and share it and do that. That would be awesome so we can reach more people. This is a great podcast. Tempest and I, we come from the heart. It's a great podcast, and we actually have it. We love the emails we get. So do that for me. And keep walking, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune in to us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.